And a good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the folks who raise the crops and livestock. That would be our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I'm not certain how this fits into Corn Comments, but I really like it. Many years ago, a teacher sent a note home with a child which simply stated, "This boy need not come to school anymore. He is simply too stupid to learn." That boy was Thomas Edison. I'm betting somewhere along the line another teacher saw something special, and we know the rest of that story. South Dakota Corn has long been involved in educating those with no connection to agriculture about the importance and value of our state's number one industry. As a part of that effort, South Dakota Corn has also spent time with the youngsters of those who live in our cities. That effort will really step up with the unveiling of our new ag trailer, which will take place this coming Saturday at the Sioux Empire Fair. That's right, this Saturday the 13th is True Environmentalist Day at the Sioux Empire Fair, and all of you are invited to stop by the South Dakota Corn Ag Trailer at the fair. There'll be a slew of ag-related events and education, a marvelous history of corn in the country. When you stop by the South Dakota Corn Ag Trailer, you can take part in a lot of giveaways, including popcorn bowls for the entire family. There'll be raffles throughout the day and a chance to meet a lot of folks who actually raise those crops we so often talk about. Again, that's all day this coming Saturday, the 13th at the Sioux Empire Fair. I should mention the main purpose of the South Dakota Corn Ag Trailer will be to visit our state school in the continued effort to talk about agriculture. I believe those visits will be invaluable to our industry. As long as I'm talking about visiting South Dakota Corn, don't forget about Dakota Fest next week, 16th, 17th, and 18th, beginning with a very popular sweet corn feed at the corn tent between 11 and 1 on the first day. You know, this is a great time of year for all of us, what with county fairs, Dakota Fest, Sioux Empire Fair, and the culmination in Huron with the South Dakota State Fair. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be extra careful in your labors, and thanks a bunch for what you do.